Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, how are you doing? My name is Barry Berger. I'm with my dad, who sort of was involved in a little bit of a sweepstakes scam, should I say. I know you guys are just the intermediaries, but he answered an email and, you know, looks like he won something. And then he, of course, had to put in his credit card information for, quote, you know, shipping and handling. And, of course, what the credit card information is for is an ongoing automatic debit for, you know, it's one of these sweepstakes things. He's done this before. So I called yesterday, and I just need him, I guess, to confirm that he no longer wants to be, you know, involved in this so that the direct debit does not continue to come off his account.
Okay, can I get his
zip code? That's what I'm trying to accomplish here.
Can I get his zip code to pull up his account?
Yeah, his zip is 18104.
First and last name?
Last name is Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. His first name is Samuel.
And are you able to verify the address for security purposes?
Yeah, it is. His current address is 800 Houseman Road, Apartment 213, Allentown, PA 18104.
Okay, give me 1 second while that account loads
sure.
up.
I'm on the phone.
Okay, so as I'm looking at the account.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I'm looking at the account, it looks like he had ordered he wanted to win a cooler, and you're calling to cancel?
Yeah, you got it. Okay. It sounds like to me, when I spoke with one of the people in your position yesterday, that what he basically did was enter a sweepstake. And when I read the email, it's tricky, but it doesn't look like he, you know, has necessarily he's entered into the sweepstakes to win a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Is your understanding that this is shipping and handling that he paid, or is it a sweepstakes entry?
Because it's a sweepstakes. But
go ahead.
I was gonna say, but I did go ahead and cancel it for him because this is a monthly bill meant that they will do. So I just went on to cancel it.
Okay. All right. So that's all we have to do then. You'll be able to do that on your end without speaking with him then. That's okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming, is there any way I could dispute that other charge or no?
Which charge?
The $795 charge. Are you going to wipe that out and then cancel all future direct debits? Or
will we
have to pay the...
Yeah, that was already processed. So all I could do is just cancel any more payments because
that
payment just $795. The rest of the payment would have probably been like $50 to $80.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And that would have been like an annual thing, I think. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he'll have to swallow the $795, but there'll be no more.
Right.
Debit
it won't be no more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll keep an eye on this future statement just in case. But okay, that's all we have to do. I appreciate your help. Thanks
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thank you for calling customer service.
You too. Sure. Bye-bye.